Good morning. It is 8:04 at News Talk 1230 WFASAM. For Bob Marone, I'm JJ Kennedy. And on the phone with us right now, we have Norma Loeb. What is this? Tell us what Lewy body dementia is.
I will be happy to. Thank you, JJ. Lewy body dementia, and by the way, Lewy is spelled L-E-W-Y.
Okay.
Is the second most common form of progressive dementia after Alzheimer's disease, even though most people have never heard of it. But it affects more than 1.4 million Americans.
Now what? Okay. I'm just curious as why haven't we heard of this?
Well, it's an excellent question, and the reason why, mostly, is because it's widely misdiagnosed.
Okay.
It's a very complicated disease that mimics Alzheimer's disease, Parkinson's, and even a psychiatric disorder. So it actually consists of both dementia and Parkinson's disease plus hallucinations. It's actually the disease that Robin Williams suffered from.
See,
and it's the most common disease you've never heard of, actually.
Really? All right.
Yes.
So you mentioned Robin Williams had this, and I don't really remember when he died that it being mentioned. You know, they talked about depression. They talked, is that part of it? Is depression part of it?
Actually, it is, JJ. And when he passed away, they did not know that he had it. He had been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, which is part of the problem. It's usually diagnosed first with either Alzheimer's or Parkinson's. But depression is also another one of the symptoms. And in addition to that, there are other symptoms besides the cognition issues. And to be clear for people to understand, with Lewy body dementia, it's slightly different than Alzheimer's. So the cognition with this fluctuates. And what I mean by that is that someone can have attention at one moment or be alert at one moment and not at another time. And then in conjunction with that, they have Parkinson's symptoms, such as stiffness in the arms and legs, trouble walking. They may have balance issues. And so when that happens, and depression is usually is something that happens later on, but they also have visual hallucinations. Usually, and interestingly, if this disease wasn't so devastating, it would be really interesting, is that they have hallucinations of small children or animals.
Really?
But what happens for other people is they may sometimes have very frightening hallucinations. And this is the reason why it's so important for Lewy body to be diagnosed correctly.
Well, it's fascinating in terms of it's got a lot of components to it.
Absolutely, and I can tell you there are many more. Part of the problem why it's misdiagnosed also is if you bring someone to a doctor and they see that you're having, the person that's with you saying you're having memory problems, they may not notice that your walking is different.
Right.
But in addition to that, they need to ask the questions. And most, what I want to say is most doctors have heard of the disease, most general practitioners and geriatricians,
okay,
but they wouldn't recognize it when they see it because they can't see everything in the office, such as the fluctuations.
Mm-hmm.
They need to ask the question, did you have any kind of sleep disorder? Because there's a REM sleep disorder component with this as well, meaning that people may thrash in their sleep. They might punch the person sleeping next to them. They could be talking in their sleep all night. And that is an early indicator of it. But there's more, too.
Okay, well, see, this is why I think this is very complicated, because you may go in for one symptom. And even when you go to see your doctor, you may go for one symptom, not even realizing you yourself have some of the other symptoms. You know, it's sort of like you go in because your finger hurts, and you fail to mention to the doctor that, you know, you're also getting stomach pains. You know, you don't associate the two together. You know, you go for one thing, but even though you say, oh, well, my stomach, that'll go away. It's probably just, you know, indigestion right now. But it might have been a double symptom.
You are absolutely right. It's crucial that people talk about what's going on, everything that's going on. And one of the best ways to diagnose it is for a physician, it's usually neurologists who diagnosed this, they need to ask the history of what's been going on. Someone may have lost the sense of smell, which is an indicator, and the REM sleep disorder. But there's other components such as a visual spatial component.
Okay.
And what I mean by that is they can't tell how far something is from them if you're sitting at a table and you go to
pick it up.
Cup of coffee, yes. Sometimes they can't see how far that is. And so a very common thing is for someone to say, I need new glasses. I need to go to the doc, to the eye doctor, and they go to the ophthalmologist, and they find that there's nothing wrong with their vision.
That is very interesting. You're right.
Yes,
okay.
And so what happens is, that's another reason I want to bring awareness to as many physicians as possible, and ophthalmologists are one of them, because a lot of times it can be the first sign that something is wrong.
Wow.
And for them then to see a neurologist. There are many aspects to it, and daytime sleepiness is another one, and mood changes and apathy, and it all goes together, and so it is very complicated.
Or neurological disorder?
Norma? It is. You can call it either one of those, actually, because it is a brain disease. And JJ, I want to be clear on that checklist. It is a long checklist, but if someone has both cognition issues and movement problems, and they're also having hallucinations or one of the other aspects I mentioned, then it's something that should be checked with a neurologist for sure.
What if you only have like a couple of those, like the sleep, the vision, and the cognition issues? Would that be considered enough to be Lewy body dementia?
That's an excellent question. No, you have to have some Parkinsonian symptoms along with the cognition problems. It needs to be both the cognition and Parkinson's aspects. Those are two of the main criterias, and then the others would follow.
And neurologists have this checklist, and they can check for all of these things. So you have to mention all of these different symptoms in order to get correctly diagnosed. Is that correct?
Yeah. The truth is there are no particular individual tests to diagnose the Lewy body, and that's also a problem. So what happens is they may give you an MRI or a PET scan, and what that does is help to eliminate what diseases you don't have.
I see. Is there a cure?
No, there is no cure, but it can be helped with certain medications, and that's why it's crucial for people to know whether they have this and not just Alzheimer's, not just Parkinson's, because the medications are very important, particularly the ones not to have, because people with Lewy body dementia are extremely sensitive to medications. Or family members may not be talking about all the symptoms. So it's really important, because the frustration level is very high then. And also the caregiver burden is extremely high.
And you were a caregiver.
Absolutely.
Your mom
many
had
years.
This particular... Is this how you got involved?
Yes. My mom had the disease. She just passed away in September. And though they say people generally live with the disease about 4 to 8 years, she had it not the norm for 18 years.
Wow.
But yes, she lived with me, and I was a caregiver for many years. So I know all the frustrations that people can go through, and that's why I want to help as much as I can to bring awareness to this, to get information to as many doctors and in hospitals, emergency rooms, nurses, social workers.
And you've done a lot of work within your own family. And now to come out and be so vocal about it and to spread the word, that's admirable. And let's hope people take advantage of this, look it up, check with their doctors, neurologists, go through the checklist, and hopefully in time there may be some sort of cure if people are now aware of it.
Yes, thank you. We're actually where Alzheimer's was 40 years ago. People used to say someone was senile, and now everybody knows the word Alzheimer's. Hopefully everyone will know the word Lewy body dementia, JJ, and I thank you.
Excellent.
For helping me bring awareness.
Well, thank you, Norma Loeb, and we appreciate your time here this morning.